Hashtag SAFM Home Run.
And good afternoon to you, Pinda Mangoloti. How are we looking on the markets?
Good afternoon, S, and to the listeners. Markets have been strong throughout the day. This is as we're coming off a three-day losing streak. Top 40 at the moment is currently trading up 0.5%. That's 26 shares rising for 12 that are coming under pressure. The likes of Aspen up 4%, Vodacom up 4.6%, right, and a lot of interest coming back into the SA Inc. names. These are the names that over the last couple of days or last couple of sessions have been coming under pressure. More so given what the currency was doing, which was weakening, and also what our 10-year bond, which is basically a benchmark for our interest rate, was also weakening. On the losers side, however, we have the likes of Rainet, which is down about 2.2%. Kumba Iron Ore is down 2.05%. This is despite a recovery in some of the commodity prices. That's what's happening in the market this afternoon.
And I see Remgro and Vodacom have plans to challenge Telkom's fixed line dominance.
Yeah, that is correct. This has been a story that's been dominating the news wire since last year, where Remgro, through their subsidiary, which is called Dark Africa Fiber, where they've been trying to buy Vumatel. We all know Vumatel is currently doing this connection to homes through fiber, and it's been making good inroads. And where Vodacom is also coming into the picture is that over the last couple of while, there have been market rumors saying that Vodacom is looking to partner up with Vumatel. So if that does come true, it's going to be confirmed, any time soon from now. And if that does come through, that would be very good. Competition for Telkom, and also the old Neotel, because those are the two dominant players now in terms of the fixed line dominance in the country.
And the Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Bulelani Magwanishe, will this week be leading an investment roadshow to China.
That's correct. You need not to look further than the Ernst & Young attractiveness report, Africa, which was 2017 one, which basically looked into foreign direct investment into the sub-Saharan region, where South Africa still accounted for a lion's share of that. I think about 20% out of FDI came through to South Africa in their 2017 report. So basically, the minister, the areas that they're going to be talking to with on this roadshow in China is around the special economic zones, and we know those to be very beneficial, especially for foreign investors, where a particular company or an investor they get tax preferential treatment, they get tax treatment as well, and also in terms of employment. That is, if you do employ locals, you also get a benefit out of that. So we hope this roadshow goes well, because SA is quite busy in terms of marketing South Africa as the destination when it comes to foreign direct investment. We've talked about it on your show over the last couple of weeks in terms of the team that went to Davos, and also the DTI team that's also going to be going to France, I think, later in the year as well. So they're very busy, but we know that they're doing it for the benefit of the economy going forward.
All right, thank you so much. Pinda Mangoloti is Head of Trading at Merit Securities.